Well, the federal government isn't the only entity facing a shutdown. If a deadline today isn't met, that's also the situation that the New York City Opera is in. This music is from the opera Anna Nicole that just ended its run on Saturday night. The company cut back their schedule and left Lincoln Center for less expensive venues a couple of years ago, but still faces an operating shortfall for this season, and they've announced their intention to start bankruptcy proceedings if they aren't able to raise $7 million by tonight. Is this the end for the 70-year-old company? I'm joined now by George Steele, City Opera's general manager and artistic director, to talk about what happens next. George Steele, sorry it's under these circumstances. Welcome back to the program.
Well, thank you, Brian.
And as I understand it, you're trying to raise $1 million from the crowd on Kickstarter and the other $6 million from larger donors. So where are you as of 10:22 Monday morning, and is tonight the real deadline?
Well, tonight is the real deadline. We have raised about $1.5 million so far. And if we don't raise another $5.5 million today, I think that spells the end.
When you first announced this latest budget crisis, the plan was to just cancel the rest of the season if the $7 million wasn't raised, as long as a $20 million goal was reached by the end of the year. But I gather that changed last Thursday, and now if you don't get the $7 million, the board plans to call it quits for good. Is that the situation?
The issue is that the opera will not have operating capital to go forward at all anymore. And so the board, looking at the question, decided that rather than trying to stay on a lifeline somehow, that there simply wasn't money to do that or the willpower. And a company moving from 4 productions a season to 0 productions a season was not the recipe for success.
So what changed for the company? As I understand it, the company started running deficits in 2003, so this is a decade-long situation. Did something change at that moment that's worth looking back on?
Well, I think, those deficits in 2003 were annual deficits. By 2008, which is really the nadir, the company had accumulated $45 million in debt. That's not imaginary loans from the bank. That's unpaid bills and the rest of it. And that year there was the stock market crash. The company's endowment lost half its value, and Gerard Mortier famously didn't come, and they dipped into the endowment and took half of it out to pay off some of those accumulated deficits. And we're in the middle of a dark season with no performances at all. And it was a pretty dire situation. We managed, I think, to revive the company and do some wonderful work. But the initial turnaround plan the board had adopted was simply not going to fly. Of trying to do 5 productions a year on $30 million, that was turned out to be another deficit model. And with all the drastic measures we took of leaving Lincoln Center and renegotiating our contracts, we actually had 2 years of balanced budgets. But we have had no cash and no credit, and we have been negotiating on a week-by-week basis some pitfalls in our cash flow, and it's frankly not surprising that it's caught up with us.
City Opera has been known as the People's Opera with a much more diverse repertoire than the Met, but is opera just too esoteric to be popular entertainment and support two companies in New York?
Well, those are two radically different questions. Our audiences are as strong as they have ever been, and we just finished a 7-performance run of Anna Nicole, a U.S. premiere of an opera that's 3 years old. It was a huge success. The issue is that ticket sales for operas do not pay the bills. The company must have backers and generous philanthropists, and I think City Opera has had trouble attracting that kind of regular support for a very long time. I believe it's out there. I believe it could happen, but I believe it's been a very steep uphill fight for the company over the last 4 or 5 years.
As I understand it, the orchestra committee representing the musicians puts a fair share of the blame on you for this, pointing to low ticket sales since the move from Lincoln Center. How do you respond?
Well, you're summarizing an argument I don't quite understand. Gail Krugman, who's the chair of the orchestra committee, in fact served on the board of the opera long before I arrived, and she was privy to all of the terrible deficit numbers that put the company in this position in the first place. I think she doesn't want to grasp the fundamental truth that more performances does not mean more revenue. It means more debt.
and the board's missteps before you were hired as a factor? The board has had trouble matching plans to actual funds for many years.
Well, the company has run a deficit for many, many years. There's no question. I think the board and the staff tried all kinds of solutions to get around it, and none of them worked. With hindsight, it's relatively easy to look at what didn't work. But the bottom line is I came in 2009 to try to save the company, and it's a fight I believe very deeply is worth fighting. And I will continue to fight until there's no more to be done.
With 2020 hindsight, was leaving the New York State Theater, now the David H. Koch Theater, a mistake?
No, not at all. I mean, God knows, I wished I could stay there. But had we stayed at Lincoln Center, that would have been the end. 2010 or 11 would have been the end of the company. And we had a choice there to either give up or try to fight on by reducing our cost basis, that very cost basis that had run up so many millions in deficits. And we did, and in fact, we balanced the budget for 2 years in a row, and we sold out our first season away from Lincoln Center. Audience response has been very, very good. But in the end, 2 years of surpluses could not outweigh 10 years of deficits.
Who doesn't get paid if bankruptcy happens tomorrow?
Who doesn't get paid? Well, the court will decide in a bankruptcy, and again, I'm not an expert on this, what creditors get paid. But employees who have worked will get paid for the work that they've done, and the artists on Anna Nicole will get paid. It's other kinds of debts and prospective employment, I think, that the court will decide on.
There is at least one very major benefactor of the arts I could think of who's soon to no longer be the mayor. Is he a possible savior by the end of today?
I sure wish he is. We have not had many signs that he is interested in saving the opera, but it would, needless to say, be an enormous gift to New York City and an enormous gold star on his legacy.
Well, George Steele, general manager and artistic director of the New York City Opera, I'm really sorry you're in this position today, and hopefully something will change by the end of the day. Thank you for your openness and coming on with us.
Thank you so much, Brian.